create a memorable experience at your next event, call Lee and Eddie's Catering at 630-350-3500. That's 630-350-3500. Or visit leeandeddies.com.
The best food, the best specials, and the best service are all at Photos Hot Dogs in Palatine and Mount Prospect. Treat yourself to free ice cream every Saturday, 99-cent burger night on Sundays, and 2-for-1 hot dogs on Tuesdays. Visit Photos Hot Dogs on the web at www.photoshotdogs.com and get your free photos, coupons, and information on school fundraisers. Try Photos hassle-free catering or have your next team party at Photos Hot Dogs in the free party room. Photos Hot Dogs of Palatine and Mount Prospect.
Hi, this is Kenneth John of Freedom Rings. Join me every Monday morning from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock for a spirited discussion of the issues of the day. Are you sick of the same tired positions the liberals and conservatives make? Check out a fresh perspective on Freedom Rings, Monday mornings from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock. Right here on AM 1410 WRMN. Give me liberty or give me death. You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating provides superior service for painting, full finishing, wallpapering, plastering, and drywall taping. No interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, go ahead.
I have something very important.
Good.
To talk to kids about reading with your children. Most kids want to read. If you spend even a little time with them every night, it will help a lot. It will help most. What's this word?
Take each letter at a time.
Motivate.
Good job.
What's it mean?
Well, it means to encourage or, you know, help someone do something better.
Help motivate them to try harder, which can help them become better readers, even faster.
Excellent.
When kids do better, it builds their confidence, and that can make a big difference in a kid's life while they grow up.
You're getting really good.
Thanks, Dad.
Keep going.
Reading with.
For more ideas on how to be a better dad, call 1-800-790-DADS. This has been a message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
All right, what do you want to read next?
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
Today, Kyle and his big brother Justin Phillips
Hi.
Are here to share some stuff we've learned.
With kids, it's not always what you say, but how you say it.
Hey, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Nah, that's boring.
Okay.
Oh, Kyle, you want to go to a foreign film festival?
Yeah, that's a great idea.
From time to time, a kid may double dare you.
Wow, that looks heavy. Bet you can't lift it.
Are you serious?
I double dare you.
Okay.
See? I told you. Uh-oh.
Moments like these happen every day.
Making a big difference in the life of a child. To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIG or go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org.
This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Until next time.
Environmental Defense presents Let's Make a Difference, our first and probably last radio quiz show that tests one lucky contestant's level of environmental knowledge. Joining us today, Madge from Winnetka.
Hi.
Let's begin. Madge, do you drive?
Yes.
Did you drive here today?
Yes.
Did you stop for gas?
Yes.
Did you stop for donuts?
What environmental issue?
Never mind. How many miles does your car get to the gallon?
Ooh, divide by 2, carry the 5.
You like an abacus?
Pass.
When buying a car, which do you consider first? A, the fuel efficiency, or B, the color?
Is it coming, people?
B, it is.
That just slipped out.
Which do you hate more, self-centered game show host or air pollution?
Air pollution.
Really? All time's up, and the results are in. Madge, you've got no sweet tooth and little use for math, but you've got all it takes to make a positive difference in the environment.
Can I just change my last answer?
Bob, tell her what to do. Well, Madge, just log on to GetGreen.com to learn how choosing a car with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget can help keep our air cleaner and reduce our country's dependence on oil. It's easy to do, and you'll learn how to save money on gas. That's GetGreen.com. This has been an Ad Council and Environmental Defense production.
Hi, I'm Coach Mike Ditzler. So it's local and national programs, the Chicago Lighthouse for People Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired has been opening doors to opportunities, choices, jobs, and independence for people who are blind since 1906. More than ever, age-related macular degeneration and other eye diseases related to aging are affecting millions of Americans. Specially trained doctors at our low-vision rehabilitation clinic can prescribe magnification and telescopic lenses to improve visual function. Visit our website at www.chicagolighthouse.org or call us at 312-666-1331. Please support the programs at the Chicago Lighthouse or your local agency for people who are blind.
My mom thinks chat rooms can be so dangerous.
My mom, too. But what do moms know?
Yeah, my mom thinks I'm going to meet up with some weirdo who's going to, like, molest me or something.
Moms are so uncool.
Yeah, we're like best friends already. We have so much in common.
Sports, video games, lots of stuff. So why don't we meet up at the arcade? I'll bring lots of change.
Cool.
Let's meet at the food court and wear our baseball caps backwards so we recognize each other. I'm not telling Michael.
Me neither.
Meet me at noon.
McGruff, the crime dog here. When your kids chat online, they have no idea who they're talking to. Warn them that predators surf the internet looking for young victims. Be your kid's safety net on the internet. Tell them to get your permission before entering a chat room or giving out any information. Tell them to never meet anyone without taking you along. For more tips, visit McGruff.org.
An important announcement from the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Derek. How you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Good. You watch any football over the weekend?
I watched lots of football this weekend.
Well?
Wasn't impressed.
It really looks like the Patriots are really the class of the league.
At least for this millennium.
Yeah, mistakes will happen with this rookie quarterback, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing about Brady is he never makes a mistake. I hardly ever see him make a mistake, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
He's, I don't know. I think, my prediction for next week is, I'll say New England by 7.
Mm-hmm.
I think Eagles have a pretty good defense. I think they're going to hold the Patriots' offense somewhat in check. So they'll make it a game.
We shall see.
All right. What else has happened? Johnny Carson died.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy. How many of us were just grew up with the obvious class of late-night TV that nobody's ever come close to Johnny Carson. And I doubt if anybody ever will. Especially, you know, Jay Leno, he does good monologues, and David Letterman, he does good bits. But Johnny Carson could interview a person better than I think anybody I could ever remember. Really brought everything out of a person, made all his guests totally at ease. And, well, he was really a class act. He will be missed. And as a lot of people already said on TV, reminiscing, he was a kingmaker for comedians. He got on Johnny Carson's show, and he made it. Unless you flopped on a show, but the ones who got the chance and took advantage of it made it. So, well, may you rest in peace. What else we got coming up? We have Iraqi elections coming up in a week. And my understanding is they're going to have, curfews in effect. They're going to disallow private vehicles from riding on roads. They're going to close the airport. Democracy is alive and well in Iraq, isn't it?
What kind of election is that, folks? What kind of so-called democracy or government of the people is it going to be in Iraq when they have to take those kind of steps in order to try to assure some kind of safe election? And I doubt very much it can be very safe at all. And it should be interesting to see what kind of percentage of the people turn out to vote. This is a joke, folks. This is a joke, and unfortunately, it's turning into a tragedy. Well, it is a tragedy. It's a turning. It's been a tragedy for a long time. But what I mean by that is the fanaticism of the Bush administration continues. As you will recall, originally, the U.S. government sent military troops, by the way, unconstitutionally. Congress never voted to declare war on Iraq or on al-Qaeda or on Saddam Hussein or on Osama bin Laden, but instead gave a blank check to the president to do whatever he darn well pleased. Goes into Iraq under the ruse of the fact that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. No mind the matter that the United States is the premier king in weapons of mass destruction and the only government ever to use it on innocent civilians, by the way, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Those are real weapons of mass destruction, folks. Atomic bombs, which it turns out Saddam Hussein, he had some plans to someday build them. That's what they're claiming now. The biological warfare that Saddam had and used against the Kurds and maybe the Iranians were supplied by the U.S. government, most likely approved by Don Rumsfeld and George Herbert Walker Bush. So, we go into Iraq, find no weapons of mass destruction, then... Let's see, then it's just, you know, to topple the tyranny of Saddam Hussein when we can't find weapons of mass destruction to impose democracy at the point of a gun. Does anybody besides my loyal listeners who call in really believe or understand the oxymoronic phrase of that? Imposing democracy at the point of a gun? What you have there is a contradiction in terms. The end does not justify the means, folks. I'm sorry. And what it sounds like from Bush's inaugural address is that he says, we're going to go out through the world and we're going to impose democracy and freedom, so-called freedom. It takes killing every one of you in the process. I call that fanaticism. You know, the definition of a fanatic is someone who, confronted with the facts, redoubles his efforts to the contrary. And these are getting to be quadrupled and octupled. So now it's not just weapons of mass destruction, or I failed to mention the war on terror. The war on terror wasn't even mentioned in Mr. Bush's inaugural. I'm not having a hard time saying that word today. Inaugural address didn't mention the war on terror or terrorism. Now it's the job of the hegemonic American imperialists to support insurrections against tyrants throughout the world, to crush down tyrannies. Well, first I'd like to say, Mr. Bush, how are we going to pay for that, even if it were possible to do it? We are hopelessly, this country is hopelessly in debt. There are unfunded liabilities of over $17 trillion. I think I've heard as high as $30 trillion. Situations of which, if a private corporation was faced with such facts and figures, would have to file for bankruptcy. A social security system that's a total mess. And yet, we're going to somehow pay for every insurrection. You know, of course, that's a joke. Are we going to be toppling Saudi Arabia anytime soon? How about Putin's Russia? Are we going to go after Russia? He's putting down insurrections against tyrants all over the place. But what you have, folks, is you have a constant digging deeper of a justification for this war in Iraq, which even most people don't even agree with anymore. Remember what support he had at the beginning of the Iraqi war? I think it was like 80% to 20%. Now 55% said we never should have gone in. American people are slow, but they eventually get it. This is a disaster heading for a huge, huge tragedy. And so if that doesn't work, again, you dig even deeper. So now there's talking, Cheney's talking about going into Iran. You think Iraq's a quagmire, folks. Wait, just wait till we get into Iran, which is much, much bigger, a lot more mountainous, or it is mountainous versus desert, and probably more fanatical people there, too. There seems to be no self-correcting mechanism for what the established power in this country wants to do. So unfortunately, the way I see it is that things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. And I'm not going to be falsely modest in stating that on things like this, I think my track record's pretty good as far as predicting things. And I would ask of you, any of you who have access to the internet, check out my website, freedomrings.net, and check out my essay on the Persian Gulf War, which was written right after the end of the Persian Gulf War back in 1993 or whatever. Was originally, if ever anybody doubts that I wrote it then, we can track it down because I know the Downers Grove Reporter printed that, I think almost verbatim, if not verbatim, back at that time. And in that essay, I predicted the term war on terrorism. I predicted that there would be a catastrophic terroristic event in our country, and that the reaction would be the war on terrorism. And the reason I was able to predict that is because I understand the basics, the fundamentals of foreign policy and what interventionist foreign policy brings. We are dealing with people who are fanatic in their beliefs about Islam. And they justifiably do not like the fact that the United States government continually intervenes in their affairs in their countries. Now, their responses, I think, are evil. Yes. But I really, truly do not believe we would have the terrorist problems we have if we minded our own business and attended to our own affairs in our country. And we got enough problems here, folks. We have enough problems here in the United States, which is so far hugely in debt. A middle class that's being eaten alive, and it's really moving towards a rich and a poor country to a great extent. Burgeoning regulations, high taxation, a crime that people still consider unacceptable, a crime rate, I should say. And yet, George Bush says that it should be the position of the United States government to
support insurrections against tyranny throughout the world? Does anybody really believe we have the capacity to do that? Let alone the moral right to do that. Again, is it our job? Is it our job, the job of the United States government? There usually are nuances involved in these politics of these local countries that go beyond the black and white. But I don't think George W. really sees beyond black and white, in my opinion. I think he's sincere. I think that he's sincerely, dangerously deluded and is getting some very, very poor advice from his neoconservative advisors who have blatantly said that they believe in forcing democracy throughout the world through war. Through empire. That's my word. I don't know if they've used empire, but that's what they're talking about. Looks like we're going the way of Rome, folks. And unless some people stand up and say no to this, this can't go on. This Bush administration is not going to stop. And he's digging us deeper and deeper into a huge Middle Eastern quagmire. I would like your opinions on this or any other topic on our open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, non-profit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
We are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Give us a call. Comments, questions, observations. And we do have Jeff on the line. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon or good morning.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, feels like afternoon to me for some reason. Hey, I want to thank you again, you and your staff, and I told this to your partner in crime there earlier, but I appreciate you letting me on and speak my piece if I should ever overstep my boundaries. Let me have it. Well, I guess
give him 10,000 volts every once in a while right through the radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Get back on focus, Jeff.
Exactly. Hey, I got a question for you. I think you and I are in the same business. We're both contractors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as I can see, it looks like people are getting more conscious about their money and what they're spending.
Absolutely.
And how they're spending it. And they're, did you feel that this last year, especially around
audit has been a trend over the last three, ever since that recession hit, last 3 years.
Okay.
To me, it's been a steady trend.
I think people are starting to get a handle on their finances. And the reason I say this is, you know, everybody's talking about Social Security, right?
Yep.
I firmly believe there's a problem. Now, whether it be a big one or a small one, I don't know, but everybody out there seems to understand we are taking funds. I hope they're understanding it. We are taking funds out of Social Security to pay for this war effort.
Well, it's been a pay-as-you-go system. They call it so-called pay-as-you-go system since the beginning. Which, I mean, that's really a euphemism. What that means is that the government is committing legalized fraud on people because it was sold as an insurance policy for people's retirement. And it's not an insurance policy. It never was. It's always been a welfare scheme that robs from one generation to pay to another generation. It's as fraudulent and as evil as anything I can ever think of.
Well, don't mention that to some of the older generations.
No, I think they were fooled into it. I think we should pay out. The government should pay out, maybe by selling federal lands, but it should be pay out what people put into it. But I think we need to get us out of the system. Allow adults, free American adults, decide for themselves how to fund for their retirement, or if they so choose, not to fund for their retirement. That's what being an adult and being free is all about.
That's what I agree with. I agree 100% because, you know, it seems to me like this country waits until the problem is so exacerbated, you know, it's so over the, it's just beyond what it should be to fix a problem, and we shouldn't have to do that, especially we've got a lot of people out there that understand it. Right now, it seems to me in a lot of the radio stations and TV sets, everybody understands what the situation, and there's a lot more people for trying to rework the situation to fix the problem than there are against, which is good, because we need to do it. And, you know, the problem is you got to make the older generation, the World War II generation, understand this, because they were taught that they were supposed to live on that Social Security. That was their little thing. They weren't taught what, like we're taught today. You know, my grandmother was a good example. My grandparents, when they died, one grandparent died, and the only thing they had to go by was his Social Security, and that wasn't even enough to survive on, you know. So she had to end up getting welfare because of it, see. But their whole generation has been taught that whole thing, you know, the whole thing. And so we get that out of our heads and figure out a way to fix the problem. We do have a problem. We got to start fixing it now. We don't wait 20 or 30 years, like they say, to do it, right?
It's, again, as I said, it's been a problem. As far as I'm concerned, it's been a crisis from day one because it's been a forced Ponzi scheme. It's been a forced scheme of chain letter, if you will, where the people on the top of the list get paid from people on the bottom of the list. And I think if we keep on repeating that the Ponzi scheme, a chain letter, some of these older folk are going to realize it. And I think a lot of them actually know it, but they hate to be hoodwinked. They hate to be considering themselves as fools for believing the garbage that the government handed them as far as this is concerned. And not only fooled, but they were lied to. They were lied to incessantly. And, it, you know, it comes from a period of time, Jeff, in our history where communism was very popular amongst the intelligentsia. I mean, it still is amongst a few. But back in the mid-30s, communism was, you know, it was a raging thing amongst intellectuals. And basically, what Social Security is a socialist, you know, if you will, type of communist system. of forcing one group of people to pay for others, from each according to his ability to each according to his need, so to speak. So those people of that generation, they're more likely, first of all, to believe, even though it's been proven as such a dismal failure over time, they're holding on to these beliefs that really have no foundation in reality. And so I say, yeah, sell federal lands off, pay off those, put it in. You know, they only get a 1% return from what they put in. That's all Social Security supplies is 1%. And you could use a dartboard, you know, with the most volatile stocks, if you will, and do a lot better than that.
Yeah, that's why I haven't, you know, I've been putting mine in IRAs, been doing it for years, you know, in other accounts, just because of that fact. Because I see this every day, and you can't help but think, well, you know, there's a better way than going that route. They don't keep up with the cost of living anyway, so, you know, it's kind of stupid to keep putting money into a sinking ship. But anyway, appreciate you letting me get on there, and hopefully there's some other things people will talk about on there that involves Social Security. Maybe somebody can come up with a good idea. Wouldn't it be great? Thanks, Ken.
Thanks for your call, Jeff. I want to expand on this a little bit more because I think it's very important to understand what kind of stifling grouping government puts people in as far as looking after their elder years, if you will. You are forced to pay into a system, again, that is just a fraudulent scheme. Now, even these private, that's Social Security. Now, even these so-called privatization proposals that are being espoused by the Republicans are really not much better, because it's still forced savings, and it's forced savings into certain entities of that would be government approved, and it coincides with this fascist nature of our government. That you know, it'll only be these elite corporations, these elite financial corporations that are going to reap huge benefits from savings forced into their pockets, if you will. But what this does is it takes away so many other choices, whether it is somebody wants to just buy and sell antiques or gold and silver, or get into property management, or you name it. I'll tell you what I'm doing, folks. What I'm trying to do is hone some skills of things I can do, because I'm never going to retire, and as far as I'm concerned, people who retire and do nothing, they die pretty quickly. So I'm not going to retire. And what I'm doing, instead of putting money into certain things, I'm doing it in time right now into skills. And whether it be possible becoming a parliamentarian, learning Robert's Rules of Order, or becoming proficient as a piano player, going to a local bar and playing the piano or whatever, or whether it is using some culinary skills to do a side business as far as that food service is concerned. These are things that I am planning for. But see, none of those three items fit into the little boxed scheme of the federal government of what you're supposed to do for your retirement. But I would suggest to you folks that I will be better off having those skills and making money at those skills, if there is one willing that I live into my 70s and 80s or whatever, I will still be productive hopefully, and that's nothing to do with some writing I'm going to want to do. Again, whether or not these types of employment will be gainful remains to be seen. But it should be my choice, and that's the ultimate point. It should be my choice to decide how I am looking after my retirement. But of course, my choices don't fit into this little box of what our federal government puts us in. And again, this in the so-called land of the free and home of the brave, as I will continually say, unfortunately, folks, until we learn to change our attitude towards life and really live it as individuals, it's the land, for the most part, the land of the meek and the home of the slaves. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. This is Freedom Rings. We have an open line. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. We have an open board right now. Here's your chance to get on the air. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator. 57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders.
Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on map scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him. And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public school.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. Josh Spazzeri is a real go-to tech guy. Josh Spazzeri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. Josh Spazzeri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazzeri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazzeri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
We are back with Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. We have an open line today. Phone number is 847-931-1410. Give us a call. And we do have John on the line. Hey, John.
Hi, Ken.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
I just wanted to, a couple of points. A number of the people that run Iraq today were actual hostage takers during the Carter administration.
Is that right?
Yes. They are. Quite a few of them are up high in the government in Iran right now. I'm sorry, not Iraq. Iran.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And we had a hard time dealing with them during the Carter administration. I don't know what we're going to do now.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not as surprised. When you said Iraq, I was surprised. Yeah, that is not so surprising that people are saying Iraq. And, can you imagine? It's going to make Iraq look like a tea party, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Cheney is talking real seriously. He's waving the swords, you know?
I don't understand this. We don't have enough, according to Tommy Frank's book, American Soldier, he had anticipated 250,000 as a post-war occupation force. And we're not even, we're 100,000 short of that and scratching to get more.
And people poo-poo the idea. I hear the Republicans say, oh, George Bush is against the draft, and the Republicans all never instituted a draft. That's the only way they're possibly going to get the people, is to force people to join.
I'm thinking that's got to be the way.
I don't see how else. I mean, they're already actually going against their agreements, where they're keeping people in beyond their time, saying it's a national emergency. Of course, even by these own rules of national emergencies, they haven't gone by the rules as far as declaring and keeping on the emergency. They're supposed to be approved by Congress every few years. So the federal government is so lacking in accountability or law. It's really sad, and the people just let it go on. And you know, really, what's disgusting to me, John, is to hear these so-called pundits on the cable shows. Just let me try to keep this clean. Just, you know, chortling in glee at the most wonderful speech that Bush was, you know, they're comparing it to John Kennedy and who there was their Camelot god to begin with. And they just, oh, what a wonderful project to undertake. And he just put it forth in such wonderful terms. And yes, we're going to go through every house out the world and make the world safe for democracy and turn everybody into freedom and liberty loving people. They just are gushing. And when the reality hits, John, I don't know what's going to happen. God, it's just amazing. It's amazing to me how people can be manipulated. Again, I don't know how long it can last, but right now it's like, oh, these journalists they're just gushing with glee. Oh, it's such a wonderful program. We're going to have liberty and freedom throughout the world. What's it going to cost us? How are we going to pay for it, John?
I don't know. But I think another point that some people don't seem to understand is that the War Powers Act, which allows the president to these foreign adventures with our military, is not the same as declaring war.
That's absolutely right.
It's
an abdication of responsibility.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the Congress should be held accountable, and the only way they can be held accountable is if they declare war. And if they wanted to declare war against Al Qaeda, they could do that under the Constitution, but they didn't. You know, so I mean, they could give the president very broad powers to go anywhere in the world to go get Al Qaeda.
Right. Right, and the precedent was set by Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a country. He declared war against the Barbary pirates.
Well, it's with letters of marque.
Mark and reprisal.
Mark and reprisal. But it's basically declaring war against a non-country.
Right. So, yeah, it could have been done constitutionally, but that's never stopped them before, at least since 1950 or 49 or whatever it was.
Right.
50-51, whatever that Korean War. No, it wasn't. Sorry, not a war. It was a UN police action. Right. So, oh, there you have maybe Bush is headed for impeachment. I don't know. I just see disaster. What these people are planning. And do they really think that there's not going to be any retaliation? They start bombing. I imagine what Iraq, what they're going to do in Iraq is they're going to find so-called find these nuclear installations and they're actually hinting it might be Israel. Maybe they'll allow Israel to do it. So Israel come and bomb. If the Middle East wasn't a powder keg isn't now, what will it be like then?
Really?
When that happens, oh my lord!
John Hannity the other day said that he thinks that Democrats are going to try and impeach Bush.
I think it's a possibility. The way the Bush administration is going, the way they're digging their heels in this, and really becoming fanatical on this thing, I think that might be a possibility. It's going to be another interesting 4 years coming up. John, thanks for your call. Appreciate it.
Certainly. Bye-bye.
This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Open line, open bank. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bass, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruption, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through a jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back, and we have a full bank, so let's go right into it. We got Therese on. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am fine, and you know, I'm really sorry to hear about Ruffy. You're losing Ruffy.
Wolfie, I'm sorry, Wolfie. Thank you.
Yeah, that was
kind of rough.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling is I did happen to watch the inauguration, and I listened to the speech, and I really appreciate the Daily Herald for printing it word by word, because then, you know, I can do more dissecting of it.
Right.
And one of the whole thing, when I was listening to it, all I could think was hypocrisy. It says, all who live in tyranny and hopelessness can know the United States will not ignore your oppression or excuse your oppressors. When you stand for your liberty, we will stand with you. And then he says, democratic reformers facing repression, prison, or exile can know America see you for who you are, the future leaders of your free country.
Some Far Eastern country come to your mind?
Yes, but you know what? Not only that, we have not helped any leader that has been pro-Western. We have not helped. In fact, the United States, the traitors in the United States, not the American people, have gotten them out of office. But they glorify the murderers like Mandela, who was a communist and should have been in prison for 20 years, because he devised this necklace. You know what that is? They,
yeah.
Put a tire around somebody's head after filling up with gas, and they lit it.
Right.
And he should have been in prison. Penichel was an anti-communist, and of course they went after him. Milosevic was for his country. In Vietnam, they killed Diem, who was a very good leader. He was holding his country together.
Right.
And then the U.N.
And they killed the U.S. government killed the Democratic elected, what was his name? Iran. In 53.
Oh, that's right. And it keeps going on and on. And in 1958, maybe you weren't born yet, but I remember the tanks going into Czechoslovakia, the Russian tanks,
right.
And these people wanted freedom. They had freed their country, and they were begging for help from the United States. And where were we? We ran the other way.
You're absolutely right, Therese. The hypocrisy is rampant. I am going to try to, two other callers, and I'll try to reward them for calling in, even though it was late. So thanks for calling.
Sorry about that.
All right. Hey, Jim. Jim, you're on the air quickly.
Yeah, well, it wasn't terribly quick. I agree with you in all these things about the anti-war thing, but on the Social Security, back during the Reagan administration, there was a lot of ferment in trying to reform this thing, and the problem with all the old folks believing that they had contributed to it. And I propose that what they do is take all their contributions, which they know, and the amount of dollars that they earned on each of these by the bonds, they know what that is, and compound it and figure out what they had at retirement, and then look up the amount of money on any normal annuity table and see this is the amount of a pension you earned, and then therefore, so say it was $450 they earned, and the other $300 that they got would be considered welfare. And so they print on each check, based on your contributions, you have earned this amount of money, and the balance of so and such is welfare to you, not earned, not paid for by you. And print that on every check, and it seems to me like that something like that could be done with the current administration if it wants to convince the older folks that they haven't in fact contributed that much to their retirement.
Now that's a good educational way of trying to teach them what the reality of the system is. It doesn't get us out of the system though, does it?
No, but I think a lot of those people that are so righteous about having contributed the money and it belongs to them,
right,
might not be so damn righteous about the whole thing if they knew if the government told them how much that they had contributed and their earnings on it and how much was just being given to them. My grandmother, when she started out, made out like a peanut because she was one of the first into the system.
Right.
But the amount that each person gets as the system goes on gets worse and worse, as you know.
Absolutely. Good point, Jim. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
All right. So, I don't think we got time for Pete. Call him next week, Pete. Call earlier. when I'm starting to swing in the wind. All right. On to the quotation of the week. This is from Jonathan Schell. Torture destroys the soul of the torturer, even as it destroys the body of his victim. The boundary between human treatment of prisoners and torture is perhaps the clearest boundary in existence between civilization and barbarism. Whether the elected representatives of the people of the United States are now ready to cross that line is the deepest question before the Senate, as it votes on the nomination of Alberto Gonzalez.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.